So imagine you're writing like a flawless piece of code, you know.
Of the dream, right?
Right.
Right.
You spent, I don't know, weeks optimizing it. It passes every single unit test you throw at it, and you're finally ready to push it to production.
Yeah, you're feeling good.
Exactly. But then you hit the compliance wall.
Ah, yeah. The dreaded compliance wall.
Right. Suddenly your deployment is just stalled for like 3 weeks because, you know, an auditor needs a little PDF proving you didn't expose an API key somewhere.
Yep.
And someone has to actually manually check your pipeline logs against, I don't know, SOC2 controls.
Yeah.
I mean, building software fast usually means breaking things, but in highly regulated industries like finance or healthcare.
Breaking things means failing a compliance audit, which is, you know, a nightmare.
Exactly. A
Good.
total nightmare. And so, welcome to today's deep dive, everyone,
Yeah.
because today our mission is to unpack a system called FIDES.
Yeah, FIDES is super
It
interesting.
really is. It acts as this self-hosted multi-cloud compliance tracking system for the entire software delivery lifecycle.
The SDLC.
Right.
Right.
So whether you are a developer who is just completely tired of manual compliance checklists, or you know, you're an auditor trying to untangle this massive web of deployments, this deep dive is going to show you how FIDES basically turns chaos into cryptographically proven order.
I love that phrasing because, you know, what's fascinating here is that FIDES operates as this like audit-ready single source of truth.
Okay, what does that actually mean, the single source of truth?
Well, it doesn't just passively track changes like a normal logging tool. It actively records and evaluates every single state change in real time.
Wow.
Yeah. And it does this seamlessly, right? From the very first source code commit all the way to the running environments.
Without slowing anyone down.
Exactly, without slowing down the developers at all.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because before we understand how FIDES secures a software supply chain, we really need to understand what its internal machinery looks like.
Right, the blueprint. Yeah. So is it fair to compare FIDES to like a highly secure factory where you have these different checkpoints and they all talk back to a central command?
I think that's a perfect analogy, actually. Yeah, because if you look at the core modules, there are basically three main pieces to this architecture.
Okay, what's the first one?
The first one is FIDES Core API Server.
So that's the central command in our factory.
Exactly. It's the central orchestrator. It manages the data models, it evaluates the policy rules, and it serves the web portal. It's the brain.
Got it. But a brain needs hands, right, to actually do stuff on the factory floor.
Right, and the hands would be the FIDES CLI. You just type FIDES in your terminal.
Okay.
It's a cross-platform tool that basically drops right into your CI/CD pipelines, like GitHub Actions, GitLab CI, wherever you're building code.
So it's right there in the trenches with the code.
Yep, it interacts with the code, records the audit trails, asserts policies, and basically gates the changes. It's the thing actually doing the heavy lifting in the pipeline.
Interesting. But pipelines generate like a ridiculous amount of raw data. I mean, parsing all of that sounds awful for a human.
Oh, it's impossible. Which is why the third module is so crucial. That's FIDES AI.
Ah, AI, of course.
Right. It's an LLM verification gateway. So it leverages natural language models, you know, like Ollama if you want it local, or Google Gemini.
What does it actually do with the models, though?
It checks software licenses, scans for leaked credentials, and even powers AI audits, which we'll get into a bit later.
Okay, so just to make sure I have this straight, FIDES isn't just like one script you run.
No, not at all.
It's a distributed system capturing state at every single stage of the pipeline.
You nailed it.
But wait, I have to push back a little here. Since this system relies on distributed CI/CD runners sending sensitive evidence back to that core server,
Oh, I see where you're going.
right? Like vulnerability reports are highly sensitive. How does FIDES ensure this data isn't intercepted or, I don't know, tampered with in transit?
Yeah, that's a huge concern. So FIDES has this really elegant end-to-end cryptographic flow. The evidence payloads reported by those runners, they are symmetrically encrypted before they even go into transit.
Before transit.
Yep, using AES 256 GCM.
Okay, but, and maybe this is just standard, but encryption in transit like HTTPS, that's standard.
Yep.
But if you're encrypting before transit, how are the keys managed without exposing them in the pipeline? You can't just hard code a master key in a GitHub action.
Exactly. You'd never want to do that. That would be a massive security flaw.
Right. So how do they do it?
They use a process called PBKDF2 for key derivation.
PBK1.
PBKDF2. Basically, instead of storing a key, it derives a temporary symmetric key on the fly.
Oh, wow.
It takes a short-lived CI job token,
Okay.
and it hashes it thousands of times with some unique environment variables. So it mathematically creates this temporary key. The runner encrypts the data, sends the ciphertext via HTTPS, and then just throws the key away.
That's wild. So it's like an armored car, basically.
Yeah, an armored car for your security scans.
Yeah.
And then the FIDES core server, which is safely sitting wherever you host it, uses its own secure connection to a vault to get the secret, derives the matching key, and decrypts it.
So the key is never actually floating around the internet.
Never. The runner never holds a master key, ever.
Okay, that is incredibly smart. But, now that the evidence is securely delivered to the core server, how does FIDES actually use it to stop bad code? Because a major frustration for developers is like gate fatigue.
Oh, gate fatigue is the
Right,
worst.
you have these security gates that are just constantly flashing red because of some trivial issue, and teams just learn to ignore them.
Yeah, they just bypass it. But FIDES uses a decision engine with JQ policies to fix this.
JQ, like the JSON processor.
Exactly. So security tools output massive JSON files, right?
Yeah.
FIDES uses deterministic JQ filters to evaluate them. So you might have a rule that literally says vulnerabilities.critical equals zero.
Okay, so that's a hard binary rule.
Right. And if that filter evaluates to false, the system throws an exit code one, meaning it immediately aborts the deployment. Gate closed.
But wait, what about the problem I just mentioned? Total vulnerability counts keep gates red forever. Like if you have a legacy code base with 50 known vulnerabilities.
And you say zero criticals allowed, you'll never ship anything.
Exactly, they're stuck.
Yeah, so FIDES handles that with its scumdiff and vulndiff tools. There's this brilliant little flag you can use called fail on new.
Fail on new, oh, and
So
yeah.
it triggers an exit code two only when a new CVE appears that wasn't in your baseline.
Wow, so if you had 50 yesterday and you have 50 today, you pass.
You pass. But if you introduce vulnerability number 51,
The gate slams shut.
exactly, it trains the team that a red gate truly means, hey, this specific change you just made introduced this specific risk. It totally cures gate fatigue.
That is so smart. Okay, but here's where it gets really interesting. Gating a pipeline is a great technical achievement,
Definitely.
but how does FIDES translate those technical blocks into language that, like, regulatory auditors or enterprise management actually understand?
Yeah, the translation piece.
Right, because how do we get from a JQ filter saying vulnerabilities equals zero to, satisfying the FDA?
So FIDES maps these automated pieces of evidence to strict frameworks. I'm talking SOC2, ISO 27001, FDA 21 CFR Part 11,
Dora.
DORA, yep, all of them.
Yep.
You basically run a single command, FIDES control import framework, and it adopts a whole catalog.
Just one command.
Just one command. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, it gets even cooler with how they integrate with ServiceNow.
ServiceNow, the classic enterprise
You're
tool.
right, the behemoth. So
Right.
FIDES calculates a 0 to 100 risk score based on all this evidence it gathered,
Okay.
and it writes the verdict directly onto a ServiceNow change request. Their whole mantra is FIDES advises, ServiceNow decides.
Okay, that makes sense. But wait, we need to clarify the segregation of duties here. Because FIDES is automating a lot of stuff.
It is.
But auditors usually hate machines approving their own deployments, right?
Yeah.
Like, a developer shouldn't be able to just push code and have a machine say, looks good, send to production.
Oh, totally. FIDES explicitly requires human sign-offs. It treats them as distinct from machine automation.
You're good.
In fact, it can even enforce a four eyes principle.
Meaning two different people.
Exactly. It requires two distinct human approvers before it will ever recommend a gate approval.
Okay, that makes auditors happy. But what about the data itself? How do you stop someone from just going into the database and deleting a failed scan to look good for an audit?
So they have deep infrastructure protections for that. At the database level, they use PostgreSQL row-level security for tenant isolation.
Okay.
But the real magic is WORM.
Worm.
Write once, read many. It uses S3 object lock. So once the evidence is written, it is strictly immutable. Nobody can change it, not even the admin.
Wow. Okay, so we've got this lockdown pipeline. We're encrypting payloads, gating deployments, translating to SOC2. But it's one thing to gate a deployment. What happens after the code is running?
This raises an important question, yeah.
Right. What if someone bypasses the CI/CD pipeline entirely? It's like, I don't know, checking IDs at the front door of a club, but what if someone sneaks in through the kitchen?
Yeah, shadow IT. It's a huge problem. People manually deploying containers to production to bypass the rules.
Exactly. How does Feeds catch that?
With its shadow and drift control loop,
Drift control loop. How does that work?
So Sides has an environment daemon. It continuously takes snapshots of the state of your production clusters, like Kubernetes, ECS, Lambda, whatever you're running.
Just constantly checking what's out there.
Exactly. It looks at the runtime container digest.
The hashes.
All right, the SHA-256 hashes running in memory. And it compares them against the proven hashes in the FIDE's provenance registry.
Oh, wow. So if the hash running doesn't match a hash that successfully went through the pipeline.
It instantly fires an alert. It says, hey, we've got an unregistered shadow container here, or we've got configuration drift.
Because someone sneaked through the kitchen.
Exactly. It catches them immediately.
That is incredibly comprehensive. But honestly, all of this cryptography and drift detection, it generates a massive amount of data.
An ocean of data, yeah.
How do human auditors actually review this without just drowning in JSON files? Like, what is the day-to-day experience of logging into this system?
So FIDES has a management web portal built with Next.js, and it's actually really intuitive. The first thing an auditor sees is the assurance console.
Assurance console, what's on that?
It shows live compliance pass rates. There's this really nice donut chart of framework coverage, so you can see at a glance, like, oh, we're 92% compliant with SOC2
Oh,
today.
that's way better than a spreadsheet.
Way better. And if they need to dig deeper, there are artifacts and SBOM drill downs.
SBOM, like software bill of materials.
Yep. An auditor can search by a specific SHA-256 hash and see the exact position of that artifact in the entire chain.
Like every library, every vulnerability.
Every single detail. And then there's the Monaco Policies Editor.
What's that?
It's where you write those JQ policies we talked about, but it actually includes an AI check and fix action.
Wait, really? The AI writes the compliance rules.
It helps, yeah. But the AI capabilities go way beyond just writing rules. This is where it gets kind of mind-blowing.
Play it on me.
FIDES uses an MCP server.
Model context protocol.
Exactly. It exposes 15 tools to AI clients, like Claude Code or Cursor. But for the auditor using the portal, there's an in-browser web MCP.
What does that mean for the auditor, practically speaking?
It means an AI agent can securely drive FIDES right from the same authenticated session the auditor is using.
So they can just ask the AI questions about their compliance data.
Yeah, they can just type, show me all the non-compliant containers running in production, and the AI generates a scored risk report on the fly using real-time data.
Oh man, that is so cool. So what does this all mean? If we summarize this incredible journey, FIDES takes this chaotic, fast-moving software lifecycle and just totally secures it. It encrypts payloads with AES, it gates with deterministic JQ policies so you don't get gate fatigue.
Right, failing on new.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It translates technical data into SOC2 frameworks via ServiceNow, tracks it all in production with drift detection, and presents it to you with an AI-powered portal.
I mean, it really proves that speed and compliance do not have to be enemies.
Right.
Having knowledge of the exact state of your software, that is the ultimate security control.
It really is. Which leaves me with a final kind of provocative thought for you to mull over.
Okay, let's hear it.
With FIDES using that model context protocol to
Yeah.
let AI agents securely interact with these compliance registries in real time,
Yeah.
how long before the concept of an audit isn't this stressful annual human review?
Yeah.
How long before it's just a continuous, invisible dialogue between AI compliance agents and the code itself?
Just happening in the background.
Exactly. While the engineering team just keeps shipping code.
I mean, that's the future, isn't it?
I think so. Well, thank you all for joining us on this deep dive into FIDES. Keep exploring, and we'll catch you on the next one.